Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, we have a massive cast for you. I'm going to call it Super Nerd Up, like the Super Nintendo. Better than regular Nintendo.
I figured you were going
to... Lindsay's here.
Hi.
Dalton.
Figured you were going to call it the giant size Nerd Up.
No. Oh. That would be more comic book themed, and we're supposed to be more video game themed here.
Oh, well. Civil War. That's what we talked about last week.
You're not wrong. And then I've also got Asa Gray.
Hello.
Mandy Kennedy.
Hi.
And Stephanie White.
Super Mario. Super Smash Brothers. Super...
Nerd Up.
There you go. I'm trying to think of other super comparisons.
Lots of supers. Okay.
Dragon Ball Z?
Now, just to let you guys know, we are going to be spending a whole lot of time talking about the Pokemon announcement, which we previewed briefly on Thursday's show. They announced the new starters and the new legendaries for Sun and Moon, which we're really excited about. But before we bust into that, just a couple of other newsworthy items. We got the Assassin's Creed world premiere trailer last week.
Huh?
Which we all just watched again to kind of refresh our memories there. And I'll be honest, I don't really care at all about Assassin's Creed. Sorry, Tanner. But that trailer did look really good.
Yeah, it did.
Mostly, like, Michael Fassbender can do no wrong because he's an amazing human being. And I don't know. The Spanish Inquisition sounds interesting. I don't know how I feel about the new version of the Animus.
Well, it was
that giant robotic arm thing.
Right.
And
the claw.
That was the one thing I didn't necessarily like about the trailer. And that was the thing, like, whenever I was like, well, there's something I don't necessarily like, is because if you play through the Assassin's Creed games, I played all of them, except I didn't finish Unity or Syndicate. But I played the first set, so the Desmond Miles sets. And the Animus was literally you lay in it, and you relive, because you're not playing a game whenever you're playing Assassin's Creed. You're reliving the memories.
Right.
So it doesn't make a lot of sense that there's a lot of movement and that he has to train before he gets into the Animus, because the way it worked in the game, spoilers for the first like five games of Assassin's Creed, is he's in the Animus, and then as he gets in and out of the Animus, he becomes more and more like his ancestors. So he starts developing the free running skills and like the instincts of an assassin as he's in the Animus because of the bleeding effect. And the bleeding effect is a really, really awesome concept for this movie that I don't think they're going to touch on. Where you start blurring the lines of what's real and then what's Animus.
Right.
And I didn't necessarily like that he has training outside of the Animus. Like, we're seeing action scenes outside of the Animus because...
I mean, it doesn't necessarily look like that. It looks like everything's just on that robotic claw. So instead of them just gaining muscle memory for what's happening, they are actually doing it in this room, and the robotic arm is basically acting like it's reading into the memory as well.
Yeah.
And the robotic arm is enabling them to do everything they're doing in their past as though they were actually doing it.
Well,
if it's in their conscience, why does he have to actually move?
He doesn't. That's why I don't like the arm.
Yeah. Well, I also, there was a scene with the bow and arrow where he was just shooting it with no Animus parts on him.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, I was just there, like, was no Animus on him because they gave him the claws, or not the claw,
the belt,
the hidden knife.
No, I bet that that thing's attached to his spine somehow, and that's how they're going to get around. No, nothing's attached to his arms, but it can read his brain.
Like, oh, so. He's the Blue Beetle. That's neat.
Yeah.
No, it's like you've got a dog, right? And the dog is attached to a leash, and it's asleep, and it's kicking. Like, it's running, but it's actually asleep. That's what's happening.
That's the blooper I want to see.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. The trailer did look nice. The action scenes look great.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, I haven't given any craps about the Assassin's Creed series since the Ezio trilogy. Assassin's Creed 3 was awful. I heard Assassin's Creed 4 was way better, but I didn't want to beat Assassin's Creed 3 so I could understand what was happening in 4.
You don't necessarily need to, but I liked Assassin's Creed 3. I thought it was really, really good.
I couldn't stand Connor.
That's understandable. Yeah,
he is the Anakin Skywalker of the Assassin's Creed series.
You never played Unity.
No, I didn't.
That whole game was Phantom Menace.
You had pod racing?
It was bad. No.
Just play pod racing on the N64. Play that instead.
Sounds like a much better use of my time.
If you go on opening weekend, is all the CGI like not going to be finished? Like, do we need to wait a couple weeks to see the movie so that they can patch it in?
You know, Isa, you might be onto something there.
Now, are there any women in the movie? Because I hear they're harder to animate than men.
Are they going to patch in a better soundtrack? Or is it just going to be Kanye the whole time?
Yeah, that actually also upset me. I did not like the music for the trailer. I just really didn't. So
that's how they're going to draw in the young people.
Yeah, because Ubisoft, if that's one thing they've got, it's their they've got their finger on the pulse of the youth.
Oh, I get it. We're doing a bit.
Yeah. Yes, Dalton. All right. Other than that, something that I'm a little upset about, the Marvel's Most Wanted is the spinoff show of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that's going to have, or that was going to have, Bobby Morse or Mockingbird and Hunter, her on and off again boyfriend, husband, whatever you want to call. They were written out of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. so they could have their own spinoff show. The pilot aired and was passed on, so that show is no longer going to happen, which means I'm going to lose Mockingbird, and I loved Mockingbird.
Do you think you're actually going to lose him, or are they just going to like write him in back into the show?
I'm really hoping they get written back in to Agents
of
S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'm not caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at all, so I didn't know if they had like wrote them out permanently, like Coulson and the Marvel Universe, or...
No, I don't... It's not... It wasn't... It's something that could be redone, I'm pretty sure. They could go back on it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how.
The term is put on a bus. They can be easily brought back at any point, but...
Yeah, well, because, I don't know, it was one of those things, like, the way they got written out of the show was, they didn't die, but it was fairly finite. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what they do with it, because they definitely need Mockingbird back. Hunter, I didn't really care that much about, but Mockingbird was awesome. And I think I'm the only one here that watches that show, right?
I watched the first season, and I started the second on Netflix.
I watched, like, part of the first season, and then I fell behind and never got back on the horse.
I will say the first season is bad.
The first season was okay, and then at the end it got real great. And then for whatever reason, the second season never grabbed me like the end of the first season did.
The end of the first season was really good. But, yeah, the second season ends strong, and then it stays pretty well strong from there out. Like, I've really enjoyed the show. Mm-hmm. Especially once they get to, you know, they're in the Inhumans now. Mm-hmm. And everything they've done with Inhumans so far has been really cool. The only thing that irks me now is that, you know, Ward is still a thing.
Huh.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a thing. And also, less excited, or I care a little bit less about it because I never actually tried to watch the show. Agent Carter did not get renewed, so it's done.
Neither did the Muppets.
The Muppets did not get renewed.
Or Castle.
Nah, I don't care
about
Castle.
The only reason I care about Castle is because of the American Dad joke. My parents don't let me stay up to watch Castle. Your insurance only lets us use Robbie.
So, yeah, Castle's out. Muppets are out.
Agent Carter's out.
Marvel's Most Wanted got passed on. Lots of shows.
Supergirl got moved to CW.
Yes.
Which is super cool.
And that was the other thing I was going to talk about, so hopefully we'll get to see. I haven't actually seen any of Supergirl, mm-hmm. even the crossover with The Flash, but I heard the crossover episode with The Flash was really cool.
That's what one of my friends, that she watches it religiously, and she said the crossover was amazing.
So, like, if they move it to the CW, they can have more cool stuff like that because, you know, they'll actually be on the same network.
Right.
Is it all the same universe? Because I've also heard that it's not necessarily the same universe.
No.
Yeah.
That's why, like, when The Flash does the crossover, he goes so fast that he enters a different universe.
Now,
a plot device.
I was about to say, how many Flash stories with, now he goes so fast that...
Enough. Enough. Like, just the perfect number, because the Flash TV series can do no wrong at this point. Like, that show is great.
I'm at the end of season one. I need to start season two. But I watched, like, the one episode. Two things that made me happy from The Flash is whenever at the end of season one, where they go into, like, the Speed Force, and then Garrick's helmet comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was amazing. Mm-hmm. And then whenever the one dude explained the multiverse in, like, the beginning of season two.
Yeah.
That made me so happy.
No, they go full comic book in Flash, yeah. And I love it. Time travel, multiple universes, people dying and coming back to life. No, it's all wonderful. Full comic book. Greatness. Just great. And Kevin Smith has done an episode or two, and he'll be, I think, from what I heard, he'll actually be directing a lot of season three.
I was going to say, didn't he direct either this past week or the week before?
I think it was this past week's episode of The Flash, yeah. And they liked him a whole lot, so he'll actually be coming on to do a lot more in season three.
He's never written a Flash story, has he?
Like, not that I know of.
Yeah, he's done Daredevil, Green Arrow, and a few Batmans, but I don't think he's ever done a Flash story, like, comic book wise.
His Batman stories are so good.
They really are.
That is a man with a tremendous amount of respect for Batman, just his favorite character. His podcast is called Fat Man on Batman.
Yeah. I do love the one that he says he catches so much flack for. I think it's in, what's the second one, Winding Gyre, where he's talking about the scene from Year One where he hits the flashbang. And he's like, yeah, it was so warm I had a bladder spasm. And then somebody's like, you peed yourself? I had a bladder spasm. It's like, no, it was a spasm. I didn't pee myself.
I like it. But yeah, and then that was the other thing, Supergirl moving over. So, yeah. All right. That knocks out the first 10 minutes.
I got two just real quick, like speed round, because they're worth mentioning. Civilization VI trailer debuted.
Saw that. Civilization is another one of those games. Like, I really, like, I can easily put 6-7 hours into that game and not realize what happened to time, and then I won't play it for months.
Yeah. I have a couple of them on my laptop, but my laptop can't run them, so I haven't had a chance. But I saw that came out, and that's pretty big. Also, because it pertains to the three of us at least, Overwatch beta, the final numbers came out, 9.7 million people played the open beta.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Very nice.
And I only use Mercy.
There are so many memes that have come out of Overwatch already. It's pretty great.
Oh, it's such a great game. Fun, yeah.
The pictures of the gorillas from the other side of, like, the zoo just looking at you, just like, and it has, like, I guess the beginning of the match countdown on the screen, but it's like a picture of a gorilla at the zoo looking at you through the glass.
That's neat.
Yeah.
I'll be buying that day one.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm buying a day one for sure. If it's as smooth as the beta was, I'm definitely getting a day one.
Just hopefully the load times between matches are smaller.
I also wish that, like, it seemed like getting in and out of matches was really cumbersome at
times.
You
guys had to compete with 9 billion other people.
That's what I'm saying.
Million.
If you had to compete with 9 other people.
If there's that many people playing, we should be immediately paired up into a
game. That's what I was thinking too. And like sometimes it went really fast, sometimes it didn't. But the longest it ever took was about 2 minutes.
Well, no, I'm talking about like the whole like getting out, like we all have to get out as a
party
group.
System.
Yeah, the party system. That's what I'm talking about. That was obnoxious because I'm sure they're going to introduce a way. It's Blizzard. They know how to do party systems, so I'm hoping that it was just light for the beta, and once we actually get to the game, they'll have it figured out, because, man, that beta was amazing.
And that's why they do betas, though, so you can get all those kinks.
Right. Well,
unless you're Ubisoft.
Well...
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. Oh,
this
no.
is Blizzard.
It won't be client-side. It's fine. We'll fix that. That's just the beta. How's that Dark Zone doing?
Yeah.
Huh? No, it's Blizzard knows what they're doing, so I have faith that this is going to be fine. I know that it, from what they said, like this is supposed to be extremely similar to the full release. This was a glorified stress test.
Yeah.
And it passed with flying colors. Like it was beautiful, just beautiful. So, Pokemon. Yes, Stephanie?
One more thing. Did you almost call me Lindsay?
I did.
Okay.
But I fixed myself real fast.
That's okay. New Steven Universe episodes for the next few weeks.
Thursday. Yeah. So they're not doing Steven Bomb, right?
It's one every week for the next 4 weeks.
Nice. So yeah, Steven Universe started back up. So for fans of that one. Oh, and then the
plot things are happening and it's wonderful. And
yeah, the first episode coming back, that comeback was real good. And the other like animated news that I just remembered about, if you were a fan of Attack on Titan, the second season got pushed again.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. So we're not going to get another season of Attack on Titan until 2017.
Huh. I'm going to get Guardians of the Galaxy 2 first.
You will. And it's just ridiculous because the first season was done in, when did that come out? 2014?
Yeah, roughly.
Young. They got other projects to do.
I'm not looking forward to see that fandom resurface.
For what to resurface?
The Attack on Titan people to resurface. Because it's just like, it's the same thing that happened with Pokemon. This is a segue. New starters get released suddenly. Everybody's talking about Pokemon again. And I'm sure to a lesser extent that's what's going to happen when Attack on Titan comes back. It stresses me out. I've had stress dreams because of Attack on Titan.
Yeah, that the post-apocalyptic area.
It
and all
freaks
that good
me
stuff.
Out.
Yeah,
it's fun can't. Time. I can't deal.
Still haven't watched it.
It's okay. So, you should watch Steven Universe.
Still haven't watched
Attack
it.
On Titan
it's
better.
So good.
Attack on Titans.
Sorry,
so good.
I have my Pretty Boy animes to watch.
It's true, but Attack on Titan has pretty.
Granted,
people
mine
in
doesn't
it.
Come out till October.
You should play
October.
Fire Emblem.
To wait till October.
Steven sent that to me. I was at work. You should like behind the bar. I was like.
That was awesome. All right. Well, yeah, we'll go ahead and segue into they announced the starters. Sorry. And the legendary's got a tickle in the back of my throat. It was bad.
And the region.
It's still going. Yes, and the region. We got a trailer for, like, an actual gameplay trailer for the new Pokemon. And it looks real pretty.
Shocker.
Right? So I think everybody at the table, Dalton went MIA. I'm not sure what's happening.
He got a phone call.
So hopefully everything's going good with Dalton. I know there were some problems that came up earlier, but hopefully everything's cool. Yeah, we got the region, which is, what is it called?
Alola, I think.
It's based off Hawaii.
It's a play on Aloha. Yeah, I don't remember what it's actually
called.
It is
definitely Hawaii, and it is some kind of play on that word.
I think it's Alola.
That sounds right.
IGN rated it a 7 for too much water.
Aww.
Which is, again, just such a fair complaint.
No, it really is.
It's like last time, it's just like, oh, you thought we had too much water in
Hoenn?
Yeah.
Hoenn?
Let's take too much water now.
It is Alola.
It is Alola?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, because I know with water areas in that game have always been rough. Like, just every five, like, spaces. Oh, it's a tentacle.
You gotta wait for Surf.
That, well, too.
That, and, but yeah, it's, you know, when you're going through the grass, especially with, like, X and Y, just, like, you get to the second town and you've already got, like, 30 Pokemon to choose from. But when you Surf...
Tentacle.
Magikarp. Tentacle. Maybe a Goldeen.
Love Disc.
Yeah. Every, like, 500.
Buffalo can you learn Surf.
But it's just, like, if they're going to do a heavy water region, they need to have a lot of new water a varied amount of water Pokemon.
Yeah, that would be nice.
So see, I don't just have, like, a super buff grass or electric.
And that is actually true. Like, I would always get, like in Pokemon Yellow, my Pikachu, by the time I got to, what was the name of the island that had
Cinnabar.
Blaine on it? Was it Cinnabar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, once I got to that island, by the time I got to it, my Pikachu was just, yeah, ripped.
He looked like the Pokey Awesome one. Where he
he's like the one from the Abridged series.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just, yeah.
He got the Poke Rust.
Yeah, that, it was bad. Just so many water Pokemon. But I'm hoping that we'll still have, like, bridges and stuff to places and we don't have to deal with so much water.
Hopefully.
I hope. Though the new starters, we had Popplio the water seal.
It's growing on me the more I see it.
I don't like its nose.
That's what irritated me. But the more I see it, it looks cuter.
It reminds me of Vaporeon with that thing though.
It's got its frill.
Yeah, that would be.
Because it looks like it's a clown feel.
No. No. Can I just have Vaporeon as my water starter?
Yeah, seriously.
Like,
it'd be fun to have, like, a Pokemon game where you start with Eevee.
There was a hack. That it
I
was,
want Eevee.
It was like a ROM hack where Eevee was your starter.
That'd be awesome.
Because
I mean, that's what you Conquest. That's what you get in Conquest. You start with Eevee.
Maybe that's what I was thinking.
Stone.
I was really confused for half a second. I'm like,
start with Eevee.
But, like, I mean, a main Pokemon game
right.
Where you can start with Eevee. But yeah, Pokemon Conquest. You
no, we want that
Eevee.
Super hard Pokemon game where your only choice is Magikarp.
Or Metapod.
Oh, God.
You won't die because you'll just harden for days.
No,
until you struggle.
Until you struggle. And that's when you start winning. Oh, God. Because I've lived that life before. I got into a battle and all I had left was a Metapod that I was trying to level up.
Okay, I was like, why did you have a Magikarp on your team?
It was a Metapod. Because I was trying to get a Butterfree. And don't judge.
That confusion, though.
Butterfree
that confusion.
Is awesome.
So I only had Harden, so I just kept hardening and then struggled.
Especially
to win.
If you actually caught the Metapod and not the Caterpie.
I was going to say, how are you going to catch a Metapod? You got to catch a Caterpie. You got to put the
it,
time
I
in.
Was doing the, what is it, Nuzlocke? Nuzlocke, that's it. I was doing the Nuzlocke playthrough.
Oh, okay.
And that's why that happened.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, and I couldn't obviously retreat, so...
Should have got a Kakuna, too.
There we go.
No, for a split second, after you guys mentioned Conquest, I know what Pokemon Conquest is, but for a split second, I'm like, Xander didn't have an Eevee. I don't remember any Eevees in Nor.
You were playing the wrong Fire Emblem.
I've been playing too much Fire Emblem. Anyway, Pokemon. What other starters are there, Jesse?
Litten, the fire kitten, Litten. Which right now is that's my favorite of the set. Except it looks like a stoner's cat.
I think it looks angry, not stoned.
I think
it looks disinterested.
Exactly, and that's
like, it is a cat.
It's like,
you are not wrong. Yeah,
it's just like, going to look at the Pokeball.
That's the picture of it there. It looks just like it doesn't care. Like, it's just like, why am I here?
It's like, yo,
why
what
are
you,
you
want?
Around me?
It reminds me of the cat version of Houndour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
So there's speculation that it's going to end up being a dark fire type.
Yeah, which I'd be okay with, just as long as it's not fighting. We've had
firefighting. It's gonna
so
happen.
Many firefighting types.
I'll pick the fire one, as I usually do.
I will, too. Well, I'm holding...
with fire.
I want to see their evolutions before I make a final decision.
Exactly. Right now, I'm leaning towards Lydon, but yeah, I want to see the evolutions, because originally, for X and Y, I was leaning toward Finnegan.
Yeah.
And then I saw its final evolution. Like, oh, it pulls a stick out of its butt to cast magic spells?
Yeah, I don't think I ended up picking
and
that.
And fire.
Which kind of weird. It threw fire.
What kind of what?
I don't think I ended up picking Finnick because one, it was a fox, and I was like, yeah, fire fox. And then it literally ruined me as the evolution. I think it crushed me to not pick it. And then I didn't play it.
Because I remember that you were really excited about it at first, too, because, yeah, foxes and fire type.
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, well, man, you just play without ever evolving it.
Seriously.
Maybe that's what I did. What game? I don't even remember.
Just put an Everstone on it. Nope. Mm-hmm.
Probably. No.
It's like you stay cute and fluffy forever.
You do the Christian playthrough. No evolutions.
If it kept me as a cute fox, then yes, I would. I would just, I wish I could just have, like, Fennec and Vulpix and Ninetales and then, like, the Eevees. That'd be my perfect
and
team.
And then Lindsay just shows up with a Vaporeon.
I was going to say, I said in the Eevees. So
my
I'd
shiny
have, like,
Vaporeon.
My well, I'd steal it because you'd be distracted by the cuteness.
I have had my shiny Vaporeon since Diamond and Pearl.
I'll eat it.
My Feraligatr comes and just wrecks your team.
Feraligatr ain't got nothing.
Oh, buddy. His name is Feliciano.
Or I bring my Flygon and it uses Earthquake on all the fire types.
There you go.
Send my Garudamon after him.
No,
that's a different game.
No, it's not. Not when you're me and you name your Pokemon Digimon.
Fair enough.
She did. It's
fair
true.
Fair enough.
That's Sam Huff. He knows my stories.
He doesn't listen to this show.
Okay.
So, and then the internet favorite. and Dalton's not favorite.
No.
Rowlet.
I want Rowlet.
See,
I want a real Rowlet.
Why do you hate him?
I don't hate him.
Why do you hate
him?
He's creeped out because it can turn its head backwards and look at its trainer while it's waiting for instruction.
If I have a little, if I have a little murder owl, I don't want it looking at me whenever I'm giving it commands.
Now, see, I know that your favorite first gen one is Bulbasaur.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and so, I stick with grass type for the most part.
Yes, no, that's not the point I'm trying to make here. So if you pick Bulbasaur, who is doing his best, are you going to pick the seal who is also doing his best?
If it means the thing won't look at me whenever I'm telling it to kill something, yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's just going to turn and be like, what do you want, master? Like,
I see. I still don't understand what your obsession with, like, the Pokemon calling you master.
No.
We don't know what it's saying.
No.
Like, we went over
it
this
goes
last.
Coo. It turns its head around to, like, the dark deed you have requested has been done, and then turns its head.
I know, you know how
I want this owl even more.
Right?
I have, like, really scary music playing. Like, when it turns its head.
Put the Lavender Town music on.
Yeah. Like, it's going to drive me to doing bad things to myself. Be like, how come Dalton, like, dyed his hair pitch black and is now wearing eyeliner? Be like, I picked the owl, and it stared into my soul. This is what it did.
But it's not a Hawaiian-themed region. It's a horror movie-themed region. You got, because the bird does the exorcist head spin. The seal is part clown.
Yeah.
And then you have a black cat.
Ooh.
That is true.
Asa just hit something.
You think our final battle is just going to be a dude with a hockey mask?
Too much yes. Water.
That'd be awesome.
Still too much water.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's what does every horror movie have? A lake.
Hawaii.
True.
Oh.
I'm not playing this game. We know how I feel. Go back to the Halloween episode. You know how I feel about scary things. I'm not playing this game. I'm not even going to chance
just,
it.
Just go back and try and find the video of him playing PT. That was glorious. Dalton had a bladder spasm.
All 8 minutes of it.
All 8 minutes.
No, that one was like 20 minutes long. You have to fast forward to like 15.
He made it longer. I was watching at home.
Yeah.
Commenting and you guys getting it like 2 minutes later.
Oh, that was a significant delay.
That was fun.
Well, I think like the delay is you automatically have a 30-second delay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like so if you guys read it instantly, and then it takes you a minute to actually read it, then add on 30 seconds before she actually hears your response.
Huh.
That's how Twitch
well,
works.
Plus, you guys had that horrible sound issue because of the TVs and
yeah, like oh god, and that TV has terrible sound anyway. Like just whenever it tries to do anything with bass in it, it freaks out. Oh, it's bad. My
and that's why bass is terrible.
My Samsung phone handles the bass better than these TVs do.
Yeah.
Silly.
which so, are Samsung.
Which are also Samsung, yes. And then, yeah,
they got
so,
phone speakers in there. That's why.
So, like their flip phone ages.
They just ran out of speakers and they're like, just put them in the TVs.
We got extra Androids.
Yeah, they went back for their flip phone age and just right in there.
So I do want to just circle the table real quick. As of right now, without seeing the evolutions, who's everybody starting with? Lindsay, go first.
Rowlet.
Litten. Dalton. Litten.
Yeah.
Acer.
Probably the seal.
Popplio.
Sure. I don't know their names.
It's I don't either. I want the fire one.
Litten.
Litten.
Oh, because it rhymes with kitten. How clever. Nah.
And no, lit. It, like
and
fire.
Lit.
And it's, no, it's similar to Vladimir Lenin. And that's why he's red.
I want the cat.
That was well, you reached so far for that one. So far.
Good job, Evel Knievel. That was a jump.
Guys, I'm so tired.
All right, and Steph, who are you starting with?
I think I've already said.
No, you didn't.
Oh, the owl. Yeah.
Rowlet.
And it's going to hang around Dalton and just scare him.
Joke's on you whenever it turns it back to look at you. Cheap shot.
And then I'm
She's
also...
confusion. Then when it looks back, it's...
I'm also looking at Litten right now because I've always, like Mandy, always stuck with the fire type, except for in X and Y because Finnegan is weird looking, so I went with Chespin.
That's where I'm breaking my pattern because I almost always go water.
I usually go water too because I have no luck with fire Pokemon like at all. My team usually will not have a fire Pokemon in it.
See, I can't do that. That's I have to have one.
I don't care.
So one thing that I really wanted to talk about now, since we're speculating on... We can't do much speculation on what the evolutions are going to look like. There's tons of fan art out there. Lots of stuff looks really good. Some stuff, not so much. One of my personal favorites is a Rowlet evolution that I saw with Rowlet.
Oh, God.
Rowlet evolves into Blathers, what? Who evolves into the owl from what? Ocarina of Time.
What?
That's awesome.
It was pretty good.
That's amazing.
So, and that head, that owl turned its head upside down, not around.
Yeah,
it went full. Yeah,
that. There's a picture of Rowlet doing that too. I mean, it's an owl.
Dude, I'd take Blathers out. I'd be like, just annoy them. We don't even have to attack. You just start talking and they'll run away, Blathers. You got this.
I've considered naming him either Blathers or Brewster, but I think everybody and their cousin is going to name him either Blathers
or
Brewster.
We'll just name it Dalton.
Dalton.
It's
not effective.
So, Mandy, one thing you may not have noticed about Rowlet, the little leaf is a bow tie. He has a little leaf underneath, like right underneath his neck.
Are we still talking about the owl?
Yeah.
That is adorable. I found it, but I've lost internet connection.
It's kind of adorable.
Here we go.
That is really
showing
cute.
Pictures.
I do like it.
So yeah, Rowlet just in general, real cute.
Dalton.
Get that out of my face. I want to sleep tonight.
So, the caption is, don't talk to me or my son ever again.
So now we know that... Rowlet is going to be fire, grass flying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now, do you guys think that they're going to continue the trend from X and Y, where the double types have double strength over, you know, the typical rock, paper, scissors? So.
I hope they do the opposite, and they balance it out so the secondary type is strong against the primary type. So then we can finally have a fire type that's also a fighting type.
Now, here's the
Why?
Deal. Here's the deal. Because
so we can watch the internet burn
no,
and ground.
I've tried to. Lindsay can attest to this. I've tried to train Obama Snow, but it's grass ice, and it's awful. It falls apart, and he's awesome, but he can't do anything.
Obama.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's from Diamond and Pearl.
What's the name of the smaller one?
I don't know. He looks like a coconut.
He does look like a coconut. But he's
Snover?
Something like that. But anyway, yeah. He's ice and grass, and it's awful. So I've lived that life.
It's not cool.
It's not cool.
Even though it's ice. It's
like firefighting nonsense. But yeah, so if they do the double type advantage, because with X and Y... You had Greninja was
water dark.
Water dark. The I don't remember what the
fire
third
was fire psychic.
Fire psychic.
Fire psychic.
And grass fighting.
And then grass fighting. So you had like you know double strength, you know in the triangle.
Mm-hmm.
If Rowlet the final evolution sticks with grass flying, which I'm assuming it would. That leaves us with fire, and then with fighting has a weakness to electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Rock. Ice And Lindsay, am I missing anything? Electricity, rock, ice.
I just completely missed your train of thought. I'm sorry.
What is flying
what's flying week two? Oh.
Flying is week two. It's electric,
ice,
ground.
Rock.
No.
No, it's immune to ground.
It's rock. Yeah.
And ice, yeah.
And
so
ice, yeah.
I am hoping that would be kind of awesome if they did a fire ice type.
That would be cool.
I agree.
It just turns into a water type.
Dang it.
Because as of right now, as a starter, it's just fire, and Popplio is just water.
Right. Mm. So then if they did that, so that would make Popplio, we have to, I kind of want to piece through this with you guys, like see if you guys can theory craft this with me.
It's a cloud, so, it'll be water psychic.
But if it's water psychic, that would mean it would have to be fired. Well, like dark isn't strong against flying, though.
Oh, I don't know the secondary ones. I just know never.
Yeah, I just like sticking to like water and grass. I hate doubling things.
It's like it's hot and that's water, so it's gonna hurt it.
Or that looks like it's a grass Pokemon, so I should be able to burn it. But then you actually can't burn it because really it's steel somewhere.
Because
Sudowoodo
is actually a rock type.
But you can burn steel because steel's weak to fire.
And then when they set out a set of keys as a Pokemon, you don't know what the F type it is.
Ice cream cone.
Yeah. What is that? Like I can't pinpoint what Pokemon that is because it doesn't look like anything.
Yeah, because that's fairy magically.
Sorry, I'm done.
Before we've actually had the conversation about like if Gen 1 came out today.
Which how many of them would be stupid?
Yeah. It's just snake spelled backwards. They're so bankrupt for ideas.
Yeah. What is this Ditto? It's just a pink blob.
It's blob.
Pidgey's just a bird.
What's a Diglett? What's the Digtrio? He found three of his buddies. it's him. He found two people to share rent in the little hole, and now they're just buddies.
What? They found some eggs on the ground?
I remember getting Dig with that guy, and I just wrecked people with Digtrio and Dig every day.
That was the joke I made whenever we first said it. I was like, yeah, Diglett, no, he just found some buddies. That's all he did. So,
and the same thing with Magnemite. Yeah. He just found two buddies.
They got self-confidence, started talking around.
And Wheezing coughing produced a friend.
Got a Facebook. Met some buddies.
And then like
execute. What's going on with him?
Oh, and it's a tree.
Execute is just the eggs.
Right, but then
just
it
a
goes
bunch of
into
eggs.
A palm
it turns
tree
into
with
a tree.
Faces. Like,
what about Electrode? He just turned around.
He's fun. Voltorb.
Got a little bit bigger.
No.
Like, this is a Pokeball. Poly- his evolution, he just turned upside down.
He rolled. It was highly effective. Oh, this is the best last episode ever.
Mandy is trying really hard not to spit out vitamin water.
Almost had a spit take.
You're the devil. You rolled the rug.
This is the nicest thing she's ever said about me.
So, yeah, no, we've had that conversation about, like, I always hate, because, yeah, there were some dumb Pokemon in Gen, what was that, 4 or 5 that had the set of keys and ice cream cones.
That's 5 and 6.
Okay, so yeah, like they had some dumb ones there. Mm-hmm. But let's not pretend that Gen 1 through 3 are innocent.
Yeah, no, they've got dumb ones too. But
it's good dumb ones.
Yeah, it's good dumb ones because of our thick rose colored glasses.
Yes, we are not gonna we're not gonna play that card right now because I'm gonna burn it. So
I saw a shirt today that said "Born in the '90s," and I was like.
Good for you.
Except I was born in the 80s.
Same here.
Well, I was born in 89, but we grew up in the 90s.
Was born in 2003.
I was born in the 90s.
Dalton was born in 2003.
Aww. He's not Steven.
Jesus.
No, unrelated Pokemon type fact. Did you know Hawlucha can learn a fighting flying type move? Like
yeah, it's
dual.
A move unique to him.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
You know why? Because he's awesome. That's all
like
you need
Hawlucha.
To know.
I always loved the comics that released with Hawlucha. Like, all right, Hawlucha, fly me to this place. And he just does like a seismic toss. Like,
boom.
Or no, it was a suplex. He just suplexed from one city to the next.
Which is why you never hang out with Brock Lesnar, because that's how that would work.
Brock Lesnar, take me here.
Can you
suplex.
Give me a ride to the airport? You just throw me.
He can only take you to Suplex City.
It's a one-way trip. Flight, unfortunately.
All right, let's be careful. We don't want to out PWU.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Anyway, sorry, Shannon.
I'm not.
Oh. Anyway, let's move on. Oh God, lost my train of thought.
Dual typing.
You were wanting to go through the dual typing.
Yeah, I was wanting to try and figure that out because I don't know if there is a combination that actually works. Because you have to go look at what flying is weak, what flying is strong against, which is bug. Lindsay, help me. You're better at this
flying,
than I am.
Flying, bug, grass, and fighting.
Just pull up the Pokemon. Yeah. Just pull up the Pokemon.
I could, but if Lindsay knew it off the top of her head, that would save me so much time.
You should get
time.
A Pokedex.
Well, I have a Pokedex if I have the freaking internet.
I wanted one of those so bad, and I never got one.
We got
me
one.
Me too. So bad. I'd every day be like...
I had the book Pokedex.
I did that's Pokemon what I handbook. Got.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that on my shelf at home.
I got like handbook. All of them except
it's like
X and Y.
Real books, Pokemon handbook, real books.
I have an entire shelf that's just Pokemon guides.
You have an apartment that is Pokemon and some other stuff.
Whenever Bob was moved out and you guys had
I
the,
miss
the
my
computer
Poke
room,
Cave.
It was like, it was basically Shannon and Lindsay's computers and then
it was,
Pokemon.
It was Lindsay's research lab.
She blacked out that's the windows. Awesome. And there was speaking, a flashlight just said flash, and you had to use it to look at everything.
No, speaking of research, have you seen the professor this go around? He's got a lab coat on and no shirt.
I don't think he's actually the professor in what I was watching because
oh, really?
The guy in the Hawaiian skirt, the guy in the flowered skirt thing, is the one who gives you your Pokemon.
But he's not wearing the lab coat.
No, he's not.
Does
we're
he
thinking
like the guy
from what I was watching, he's an assistant.
Ahoy.
He's not actually the professor. He's the
ancient
assistant
Hawaiian,
to the professor.
Oh,
because the guy has a name. I've already forgotten what it is, but it's once again named after a plant. But it's a plant that only grows in Hawaii.
I wonder if he's going to be as popular as.
But,
popular as who?
Sycamore.
There you
I
go.
I like Sycamore.
Which one is that one from?
X and Y.
He's the,
he was the pretty professor.
He's the pretty professor, yes.
His hair was all psycho.
Because
no,
that's
he
actually
was
the
lazy professor that just rolls out of bed and goes to work.
My favorite one was somebody had a headcanon that Professor Sycamore isn't actually a professor. Like, he would just travel to places and know so much about Pokemon, they assumed he was. So they just, he just ended up in that position.
He's like, I found this lab coat.
But yeah, they're making it seem like the old guy is the actual professor.
Not the guy without the shirt and wearing the lab coat at the same time.
Yeah.
He might just be like a random trainer you find.
No, because he takes you to the professor from what I was seeing in the trailers. Because there's a
his grandson.
There's a second Japanese trailer with like live action elements to it that shows a little
bit
more.
That's way creepier if that's like his assistant. Like he's making his assistant walk around with no shirt on but a lab coat.
I bet this
professor's sick.
I think that's his choice.
He's got a tank that says "Sons out, guns out."
That's sexual harassment. Don't say
that's
his choice.
If he's a professor and they're doing experience, that's almost as unsafe as backyard scientist.
Almost. At least he's trying with a lab coat.
I'm wearing a lab coat. It's safe.
Oh my!
Now let me make homemade thermite.
Let's not talk about backyard scientists because it's going to make me mad.
He made liquid bullets recently.
No.
It was awesome.
Please stop. Please stop.
Pokemon.
Back to Pokemon.
It had the effect of like the golden gun.
Do you think they're going to rework some of the type advantages and weaknesses?
I kind
of
hope so because fairy type.
Starters?
Well, fairy type when it came out for X and
super
Y,
OP.
Super OP because
of the whole dragon thing.
Right, and that's what you know. Those are the teams that everybody run because before fairy type, dragons were OP.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So instead of just giving it more weaknesses, they just kind of...
I mean, if they're doing that, they need to put out more poison and steel types.
Right. Like, that would help fix the fairy issue. But, yeah, like, the fairy types I feel like need to be reworked a little bit because every team ran fairy. Like, Sylveon was apparently super great and in, like, all the pro teams. And then what was the little, like, electric fairy type that dominated that one tournament?
Oh.
It looked like a flying squirrel, I think.
Yeah.
Oh.
It might not be electric fairy. It
it's,
might just
no,
be electric.
It's electric flying. It's Emolga. I hate Emolga.
There you go. That's
so
cool.
It's so adorable, but I hate it. I hate it so
glider.
Much.
It looked like a sugar glider.
Yeah.
Because that gym leader in that game was so freaking hard to beat.
It was.
Of that stupid volt switch.
Yeah, I believe that. That thing was just... Whenever it won, like it single-handedly won a big tournament, and the Pokemon scene just erupted. There were so many memes that were fantastic of just like this little like sugar glider that had taken down like this monster team.
It was because it can use Nuzzle and Attract and all those like cutesy "I'm going to disable you" things, and then it does Volt Switch where it attacks you and then goes away and puts somebody else out.
So yeah, it was tearing up the like teams. It was ridiculous. So. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to rework. I kind of hope they do a little bit because There's was a significant
lack of balance.
They always
do a little bit of tweaking.
Yeah.
And there's going to definitely be new moves because Rowlet starts out with a brand new move that we haven't seen before at all. Hmm. I forget what it's called. It's like Grass Burst or something like that.
Oh, no. It's called Creeping Out the Trainer.
Yes.
Yeah.
But no, each of the starters this time, when you get it, they have their elemental attack. So Litten will have Ember, Popplio will have Water Gun, and Rowlet has this new grass attack right off the bat.
Because that was actually something I liked about X and Y. Like, X and Y, you had type attacks from the beginning. Though you also didn't have to, in this version, you didn't have to immediately beat your rival that had a type advantage.
Well, they're also leaning towards that there might be another Shauna-type character this time where you have your friendly rival and your real rival because you have the one that picks the one weaker to you and you run into them more often than your actual rival.
Right, because that's how X and Y was, right?
Like, yes.
If I remember, yeah.
Well, X and Y, you had five rivals.
Yeah, because you just had your whole little posse.
Yeah.
But you had the main two that was like the friendly one that you had a type advantage against, and that was the one you fought first.
And that was the one that you would just follow you around and heal you.
Oh, that was that was great, and at the same time, I was like, they're really holding my hand through this. I'm okay with it. I'm going to play through the story.
Uh-huh.
Because, I don't know, the older Pokemon games, like, I think that's what ends
it
up...
gets old because you have to keep walking back to the Pokemon Center, and you can't run.
Yeah, the grind is what stops me from playing Pokemon games.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've gotten to Victory Road and then just like, well, I beat it.
I actually did that with X and Y. I say I beat X and Y, but I got to Victory Road and stopped.
It never stopped. Mm-mm. I played Victory Road for like 8 hours.
Seriously.
It didn't. I was like... Yeah, Krista, take it back. I can't find the end.
And
because it was that weird little like cave.
Yeah.
You had to go outside of it, but also like the only Pokemon that were there were the Anteater and the Ant.
Uh-huh. No, that was Black and White.
That was Black and White.
Because it was that, and then you'd maybe occasionally get the little like vulture
and you had
thing.
To slide down the cave the side and...
Black and White is trash. Let's not talk about it.
Man, I was so excited about Black and White, too. Like, we went to that thing in Memphis and everything.
I hated that game so much.
It was so
bad. I didn't hate it, but X and Y is so much better.
Yes.
And then so much prettier.
They've upped the graphics on this one. Mm-hmm. They've got character customization back again. Yep.
And
I didn't like
you
that
don't
big
have
town,
a
though.
Chibi avatar.
You don't.
Which like an X and Y, like, you just ran around
yes,
in a circle,
I hated
but
Lumiose.
Like I kept getting lost, and then it's like take the text, and I'm like, but I don't
have
know
money,
what part or money or what.
Yeah,
well, the only thing that I didn't like about that is at the beginning there was that game breaking bug that you could hit in Lumiose.
Yeah,
so I was really paranoid about being in the city; like it terrified me.
Uh huh.
Wait a minute, what?
I didn't even know there was a bug.
If you were in the wrong place at the wrong time, your game would just like die.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
They specifically had to put a patch out for it.
So they told you to avoid, it was a specific area. They knew exactly what was causing it, and they released a patch for it. But they were like, until we get this patch, avoid this area in particular. Try and, limit your time at Lumiose, but this area, stay away from this spot.
Mm-hmm. Do not go here.
So I was just like, I will stay out of Lumiose.
Yeah, pretty much. That's about what I did, too.
Well, that's when we have to find, the Team Rocket hideout, too, right?
Flare, whatever.
And it's by the Eiffel Tower looking. I got lost in a town like forever. I'm like,
I still
cool
get lost when I go back and need to find stones.
No,
that's...
it's like it's a circle. How are you going to get lost in a circle?
Because
but you
there's
do.
All the extra little... side roads. And,
like
she's
just
like
made
it
a regular town, but with.
I mean, I feel like I'm in the Undercity, and wow.
Like I thought it was a really cool change. Since it wasn't like the typical top down look. You were actually you felt like you were in a city because I know in like previous games the only way you knew that you were in a city versus a small town is that there was a multi floor Pokemart.
And it was a little bigger.
Yeah, it was bigger, but it wasn't like
you were not at the combination
you got to take
Pokemon.
The
right, because you just didn't. It didn't feel like
it
was that big.
They had lemonade.
It really needed more. Because you could kind of gauge where you were based on the actual buildings. But the majority of the buildings were all shops that didn't have unique signs.
Yeah, they just had like itty bitty little things. You didn't know where you were till you went inside.
You could use the Poke Center, and then if you saw the big tower in the middle,
you could see some of the restaurants. But
if they're gonna do something like that, they really need to have it be more like each section. If there's four sections, like four quarters of the circle, each one needs to look unique
or have a different color theme or something.
Yeah.
So you don't get as lost.
Right. Especially since
that's
you can
how
only
I learned the
Undercity. You run around in a circle and it's not like the way you have to look at it while you're running in the circle is the worst part.
Yeah.
On roller skates.
on roller skates.
That's why I just use that for hatching eggs. I just go around in circles.
Oh yeah,
I just
that,
go around in
that
circles.
Actually, like a lot of people really liked Lumiose for that reason, like for egg hatching, mm-hmm. because you didn't like you could just like
right. you just hold could, your button down.
You could, some people weren't even doing that. Like some people were just like
taping it.
They were taping it.
What? I was being sarcastic.
No,
like that was a bit.
They were either taping it or like wedging something into the stick to keep mm-hmm. it like going, yep. and you could just go in a circle and it would just keep going, and that would actually hatch your Pokemon. You could walk away and just let it do it.
DS plugged into a wall.
Uh-huh. I was kidding.
Yeah, I
they
mean,
take it very seriously. Don't
it's
me.
Not like you took
when
a big jump.
People are breeding
because...
for shinies.
Yeah, I mean, like no, people take Pokemon breeding seriously. Ask Krista.
Seriously. Oh my gosh, she had like four boxes full of Eevees.
Krista was one of those people, like she always wants to make a competitive team, but I don't think she ever does anything with it once she gets them. She gets like, she wants the perfect Eevees, she wants the perfect...
Dratinis, and she was doing those for Dragonite.
And she wants like the perfect mood or whatever it's called, personality, that's yeah. it. She wants the perfect personality and she wants all this stuff mm-hmm. to make them great. And then she finally gets like this perfect team of like... They have the best IVs or whatever they're called. The
stuff that I don't care about.
Yeah,
the
stuff
super
that,
in depth.
The stuff that yeah. competitive people care about. And so they've got all this, like, and she's got all this team set up, and then she never levels them. I think she just quits once she gets them.
Because it takes so freaking long to get them.
Mm-hmm. Not when you're taping down the stick. Like
even that still takes a long time because, like Lindsay was saying,
you're
she
not doing anything.
Nope.
It still takes
angry.
Time.
That's just the hatching part. That's not even the going through and hoping you get the right ones.
Exactly. Once it hatches, you have to look at it and like, all right, what's its personality? Bad. Okay, next one.
And then if its personality is so right, then you have to look at its stats. You have to see if it got the moves that you want.
That too.
My personality would be bad if you just put me in a circle all day.
Hey, Mom, I finally came out. Why am I dizzy?
Right? Like, am I supposed to be able to get dizzy?
This is stupid.
Is it a spin dog?
Just permanently confused.
Yeah.
Spin dog.
They're just going to come out cross-eyed.
Cross-eyed, confused. It walks backwards.
You're going to think like, oh, it can only chase its tail. No, it's doing what its mom did.
No, see, it's a big enough circle that
no,
it's
like,
fine.
No, it's
fine.
Like, no, it's not.
No,
it's they tape the stick them. Down. Literally, throw a Pokeball out and catch the thing like I had to back in the 90s.
You
still
do
that.
You
don't have
to
do that.
Yeah, like you don't have to play through it the way that like she did. She once she played through the game, she wanted that competitive team. And if you want the edge in a competitive team, you want the correct stats to go up yep. faster than the rest of them.
Because you can have the same. You can have the exact same team at the exact same level with the exact same moveset. But if one person's IVs and EVs are just base better, that team's going to win.
Yep.
Simultaneously, like much like a running track, they switch the direction. They do the circle in every other day. So
no, they don't lie to me. This is it's not funny anymore. I was joking when I said they taped the stick down.
Like it wasn't that far of a jump from what the direction I was going. Like I felt like that was obvious. But yeah, no, that's I mean, a thing.
And it's not even like that's not even a new trick just for Pokemon. Like any game that requires like 10,000 steps or something, people just find a straight enough shot and. Rubber band the controller down.
Yep. And in previous games, though, you couldn't, like, in previous Pokemon games, like, that was actually one of the things they loved about X and Y. Because in previous
skate.
Pokemon games, yeah, you had to find, like, the longest stretch you could and then go back and forth.
And you had to walk. You couldn't be on your bike. You couldn't skate. Like,
right.
In this one, you can actually skate and it would still hatch your eggs.
Yeah, you could do the running shoes, but that was
yeah.
the best you can get. And then you could use skates and bikes in this one. And then when you got to the city, though, you didn't have to go back and forth. You could just, you know, go in circles.
It was a Tuesday, so everyone was going right.
It's like the Emerald...
Wednesday, they go left.
There's one where it's like people would actively try to find the longest route that you could just go in a straight line.
Yeah.
So that they could farm eggs. Because there was one that went from one city to, like,
as
the
long
end
as
of
you
route.
Had everything open in... Ruby and Sapphire, you had a good little stretch that you could go back and forth. You had to go over like a bridge and some stuff, but it was
pretty much
a straight
shot. You had to be in the right
spot
so you're not running into a trainer. And So you just had to eventually turn around when you hit the wall.
Dalton is
back.
So salty right
Dalton
now.
Does it, I guess this is somehow new to Dalton. Like, have you never heard of competitive Pokemon?
No. I also never heard about competitive Smash before I met you guys. Huh. So, No, this is all new to me, and I'm sickened by it. And these people should be ashamed of themselves. Like, this is gross.
Barry and Devin went to a competitive tournament.
They know how I feel about that. I had to work a double shift that day. Yeah.
So you've clearly heard about the competitive Pokemon before.
I didn't know it was this in-depth.
It can be.
I thought they played the game called Pokemon, called it a day.
Did you know that there are some people who will soft reset their game just so they can get a shiny starter?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And eggs?
Hours.
Of just...
They know where they can go. I don't have to say it. PG.
Dalton, did you know there's some people that spend hours throwing a ball at a hoop so that they can go and do it professionally and get paid for it?
That's in the real world. You know,
hey,
I have a lot more respect for Tim Duncan than I do whoever won the last Pokemon tournament.
Doesn't matter if you respect him or not. They still got paid.
Uh-huh. They got so much more money than you'll ever see in your life.
And I teach.
I know. I'm not saying it's not
sad. You ever heard of Injustice? Not the video game. And just in general.
That's also competitive.
The person that takes their sticker out makes more money than I do.
I don't understand why this bothers you so much.
I don't
much.
Either.
That's fine. We don't need to get into it. It just bugs me.
Like, pro gaming is a thing, dude.
Actually playing the game? Yeah.
Like, don't look up League of Legends.
Oh, no.
Don't look up what that is.
No. I'm okay with Madden tournaments. That's fine. That's
not even a competitive thing.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you pick the Patriots, you know what you get. There's nobody taping a stick down to make their team better. You just have to be better at the game.
Except there's no competitive scene for Madden.
I know, I'm just saying. Like,
oh gosh, that would be the most unfun tournament ever.
I think I'm going to do something different. I said I was going to do this with X and Y, and then I didn't because it was everywhere. But I'm going to try to actively avoid any news coming out of it because I kind of want to just go in blind like I did with the first one. Like, I don't want to see the evolutions of the starters.
That's the one thing that I want to see. Like, I don't care about anything else. I want to see
I don't necessarily want to know the story. That I want to figure out on my own as far as that goes. But I do want to see the Pokemon. I do want to see
who you're stuck with for the remainder of the game.
Like, I just want to see what the final evolutions look like.
I don't want to see the bad guys. I don't even want to see the Pokemon.
See, I want to see the bad guys. I want to know who the bad guys are.
I don't. I want to go in blind on the bad guys.
Team Rocket 2.0.
But I definitely want to see what the evolutions are before I pick Litten, and it turns into a firefighting thing with like
a stick in its butt.
It turns into a volcano cat.
Speaking of big cats,
spits fire.
Big cats. What about big cats?
That Sun legendary.
Oh yeah, the legendaries, because they announced that. The legendaries for Sun and Moon they announced. The legendary for Sun, big old kitty cat with it's a Ryoma kitty. It's just a lion. Its mane looks kind of like a sun. It's sort of neat.
It's like Entei and whatever the lion Pokemon from X and Y.
Yeah,
were. It's like
Pyroar.
Their granddad.
Pyroar, yeah. Pyroar.
No, he's their son.
I love, like, there's a comic I saw of Entei looking at
the legendary. Were you the one that sent it to me?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
And it was just, like, it was Entei like, looking at the
father?
New legendary. Father? No.
Oh, I am your son.
and son is spelled S-U-N.
Right. Yeah. Because
see, now, I really like the moon legendary.
Yeah, I do, too, but it's creepy.
That's why I like
one,
it.
Dalton.
I also like the moon one.
It's skeletal.
Its attack looks cool.
Because the trailer, like, you can see the lion does have that kind of galaxy effect in its head, but the entirety of the bat, like the giant moon bat, is like stars, and
because that
looks so much. Everyone's like, the lion looks awesome. It's like, the bat's gonna smoke it though. Like, I just I don't even care what the type matching is. Like, I'm gonna wreck it,
right? And that's like, I did that with X and Y.
Take
like
that, Mufasa.
I went Yveltal because Yveltal just looks super cool.
King.
Xerneas is really cool, though.
Xerneas was cool, but it just reminded me of the stag from Princess Mononoke.
Uh-huh.
How is that a bad thing?
It wasn't a bad thing. God. It's just, I don't know.
It's the closest I'm going to get to a moose, so.
That thing always creeped me out.
I mean, I think that's kind of the point.
I guess that's fair. I don't know. But I'm kind of with Asa. I do want to see the evolutions.
Do you think they're, the Mega Evolutions?
That too.
No, I think that they're going to do the goofy mixing the trainer and the Pokemon thing.
I thought you meant the evolutions for the legendaries, and I was like, they're going to evolve?
No, this is new. I had actually forgotten we moved on to the legendaries, and I was trying to reel it back in, and I reeled it too far.
We went back 5 minutes.
Well, those
you played yourself.
Stones in the logos. There's another little stone. That there's speculation that it's kind of like the stones in Pokken, where you have more of a bond with your Pokemon.
Was art somebody posted. I don't remember where this was, but it was like, it was essentially the whole mixing the trainer and the Pokemon, but with Ash and Greninja.
Yeah, which is a thing, but that would make so many more sprites that they would have to do for each individual one because you have your customization with your sprites again.
I think Nintendo's capable of anything if they put their mind to it.
Yeah, but I don't want to see it.
Have you seen any of their online services?
But are they actually going to put their mind to anything?
That's the thing.
Uh-huh. They don't
have
like money.
Put their mind to it.
They don't like money that much.
They really don't. Yeah. Well, I mean, they think they know what they're doing, but they don't because they don't listen to anybody.
They
only
do what
see,
they want.
Yeah, they only see what's going on in house. And like, are we making money? No. Are you sure? Well,
check again. Well, let's do it again and then just see if that makes money.
Well,
we sold out of Amiibos. You made 5 of them.
well, we sold out. I still love the quote on that. Like, we have no idea why they're selling, and until we figure that out, we're going to keep printing them like we are. And honestly, the reason they were selling is because people were buying them to resell. It's the only reason they were selling. And now, like, that market is plummeting.
And then Disney Infinity made fun of them, and then they had to...
They closed down. I'm sad,
because now I'm not going to get Darkwing Duck.
Oh, that's true. That was actually another thing that I wanted to bring up that I forgot about. Disney's no longer doing video games.
Can we talk about Hunter's conspiracy theory?
That Disney's going to buy Nintendo?
Yeah.
Well, okay, to be completely fair with that.
Whoa.
To be completely fair.
Well, it is Disney.
Calm down.
Hunter doesn't think...
They already got Marvel.
Hunter doesn't think...
They're like an amiibo. Not an amiibo.
Disney is going...
They're like an amoeba.
Yeah, and they're doing awesome with Marvel. If someone who knows how to run a business gets a hold of Nintendo, Nintendo's going to put Sony out of business.
Yeah.
I want to see Pikachu.
And then they're finally
going to
get Spider-Man back completely.
Okay, so no, this was actually something that Hunter and I were talking about. So for those of you, Double H, local celebrity, close personal friend, was talking about his theory that Disney was now planning on, since they closed down their video game thing, and I know, I'm sorry we moved on from Pokemon,
no,
but
that's
kind of ties
this
back.
This is
also pretty substantial news.
Yeah, because, I mean, Hunter doesn't think it's actually going to happen, and I agree with him.
I mean, I have a dresser full of Infinity figures.
That's why it's the conspiracy theory.
But yeah, Disney's no longer doing video games. So the idea is, whenever Disney dropped Power Rangers, an IP that they had been sitting on for a while, they then bought Marvel. So the idea is, now they've shut down this video game segment, they're going to buy a dev studio or a publisher, so they'll have somebody in the video game market. So Hunter was thinking, what if they get Nintendo? And my input on that was, I don't think they're going to.
If it means I can go to Disney and see Pikachu at Disney, then yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, no.
Pikachu, you get your picture taken with Pikachu
and
Boba Fett.
There'll
and
be
Mickey
Pokemon
Mouse,
in real life
because
they make it a little place in there.
So, that...
you can catch virtual Pokemon in real life. I'm done.
I can catch virtual Pokemon in real life.
So that would be so fun. Run around, I'm so excited.
So my argument was, I don't think they're going to, but Disney certainly, at this point, has enough money.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Because as well as Marvel's been doing, Star Wars has been doing, and just their stuff.
Right.
Pixar is just, yeah.
They're going to do a live-action Pokemon movie, and Robert Downey Jr. is going to play Professor Oak.
No.
There you go, Hunter.
No.
So, just beat that.
And one of the other things that I brought up, imagine, if you will... the one thing that keeps, you know, Sony and Microsoft going with the Xbox and PlayStation.
I hope y'all are sitting
down
for this.
Right? Are their own, like, their first-party titles. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some, you know, mediocre to good titles that are exclusive to each console. Imagine, if you will, Nintendo had the same third-party support that Microsoft and Sony do.
Because they make Nintendo, or because Disney makes Nintendo, hey, quit being gimmicky. Make your thing easy to work for.
Right. If Nintendo was exactly like a PlayStation 4, just, you know, Nintendo.
But also with, oh, hey, you want to play that new Zelda game? Only here.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Imagine how quickly they would rise to the top, because nobody has better in-house IPs than Nintendo. Nobody, not even close.
But Halo.
Halo is great.
Fuck Halo.
Halo is not Mario or Zelda.
Uncharted.
Or Metroid. Uncharted is great.
Gears of War?
It is not.
Don't sit down.
Gears of War took away.
Viva Pinata?
Go sit in the corner and think about what you've done.
I don't really like Viva Pinata.
Yeah, Viva Piñata's been gone for a long time. Didn't Rare make that?
I just see.
Yeah,
I,
because
Rare replay.
Microsoft ate Rare and
didn't do anything
like
with
Pac-Man.
It.
Pac-Man.
Like, yes. I see if this happens, just
we're
Iron
never
Man
getting Banjo
shows
3.
Up to like Nintendo's thing and just bring show, like shows up with the PlayStation 4 controller and is like make it like this and then slaps them. And
no,
just keep slapping him.
It's
like, no, 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 it has to move. And then he just keeps hitting him. Like, it's like idiot. Like,
no.
Like, they make it like this.
What happens
I hope
is
that sound effect is coming through.
You need positive reinforcement,
no,
not
what happens
negative.
Is Reggie comes up on stage, and he's proud doing it. Like, it's going to be their direct where they
is
announce
it gonna
the announce.
No, no, no.
And it's Reggie's just going to be like, and now I would like to announce to you the all-new Wii U. It's going to have 2 touch screens on it, and it won't play Blu-rays. Or DVDs, they only play 8 track players, and all of a sudden, like, Tony Stark just walks up.
Just
like, Robert Downey Jr. just comes walking onto the stage, and he's like, listen, I'm a businessman. You are terrible. This is terrible. He repulsor blasts
Reggie off the stage.
He repulsor blasts the console, and he's like, actually,
oh,
this
that.
Is what we're
okay.
putting out. And then, like, from the ashes, an actual console just comes rising from the stage.
With a controller
no.
that looks yeah. remarkably similar
to the GameCube controller.
Or at the Xbox 360 controller.
No, no, no. And then they cut to the audience, and John Lasseter is just nodding his head slowly.
So, because, yeah, no, like, if Disney actually got, like, a mind, like, a company mm-hmm. that pays attention to its audience... Which is why, like, Star Wars is so great,
and
the Marvel
Fett
stuff
comes
is
up
so
on stage
great.
And immediately dies.
He falls. Oh! He falls into the orchestra pit.
So
yeah,
no.
No, no. But anyway,
that was good. Oh, yeah, that was good.
But no, like, and just thinking about it more, this isn't going to happen. But
Deadpool's
if they make the,
there.
He makes. They make that system. It's the only place that you get Marvel video games and Star Wars video games.
Yeah.
Which they could technically do. They
yeah,
because
they own
the
all that.
Ones.
Like, well, they,
do they still own the rights, or does the publishing company technically?
Ooh, yeah, actually, that's probably
so, like,
true. They don't
so
own
does
the,
EA own the license to make Star Wars games?
That might be. Yeah, they did, because they bought
yeah,
it from. That was one of the things they bought from LucasArts
right?
when it left. Like, when Lucas sold off all their rights, the movie rights were sold to Disney, but the video game rights were sold to EA.
Well, give me a Marvel Ultimate Alliance with 100 characters.
I don't know who owns the Marvel license.
Lego Marvel. Not the Avengers, but Lego Marvel. Don't get mad at Lego Marvel. Lego Marvel was awesome.
No, Lego Marvel was great.
But
it's not Ultimate Alliance, but it's still like...
But yeah. I want Ultimate Alliance. And
I would do want an Ultimate Alliance 3.
The way the memory is now on a disc, we can have every team. Ever.
Everybody.
They could give me skin. I would never use it, but they could do it.
Like, I'm going to be the all-new West Coast Avengers, because I can.
Yeah, right? Like... I just want to see what they could do anything like with the way the discs are now. Like, they could give me an Ultimate Alliance with literally that big poster that everybody sees of all the Marvel characters.
So Disney,
which
I know
is
you're
what
listening.
We all want.
Yeah, because Disney listens to their audience.
Just buy Nintendo.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. You would win video games if you bought Nintendo.
You have Mario. You know how many major icons that you would have.
If
can you?
I could have like I wouldn't have a PS4 or an Xbox One if I could have the third party support on a Nintendo
right.
console.
And then also give us a good actual like. Online account that we can transfer console to console.
That
but that's
too.
Another show. But imagine a new challenger approaches, and you get Mickey Mouse in
well,
Smash
mean,
Brothers.
he's got a Kingdom Hearts
Pikachu's
skin
the icon it is
a...
because at the time the only other yellow icon was Winnie the Pooh
and Homer Simpson.
Well, that was before. Yeah.
I also now want to see Winnie the Pooh in Smash because, like, the villagers' bowling ball, it's just that, but with a pot of honey, and it slows them down.
All right, guys. Well, I think that's going to on that wild, wild reach right there. That's going to wrap up the show.
We didn't go back to Pokemon.
That's fine.
Okay, all right. On a real quick, going back to Pokemon, which version are you getting, Lindsay? Go.
I want Moon.
Dalton.
Whichever one gets traded in at my store first.
I mean, honestly, I'm getting both, but...
Right. Which version are you going to play first, Moon. I guess, on Moon? So you have no preference, just whichever...
I've never cared.
Fair enough, Asa.
Moon.
Is
Mandy?
That, is that the one with
the bat?
The bat has Moon.
Yes, that one.
All right,
why
Steph?
Why did you have to ask that question?
Because I don't know. I don't remember.
I mean, Black
like
and White
that.
Had
She's
the
been
white...
working a lot and has
yeah,
mom
the
rare.
Black and White
black
was
on... version and the Black... Legendary was white version.
Yeah.
It's very true. All right,
but that was for two, wasn't it?
No,
no
it
was that
both.
Was the first
it was
one.
For one?
Yeah.
Well, you can't have, I guess, a cover art with white on white and anyway.
You
Moon.
Only
if you want cover
art
Moon.
black.
I am also getting Moon. So Moon is the popular one at this table. Which is not the case on the internet.
Oh, yeah,
everybody's
the
really,
really
looking forward to. Yeah, the internet's all
the
excited
internet
about the lion.
Silly.
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
The internet also loves Rowlett, and Dalton's about to go run for the hills. So.
See, I keep hearing that the internet's favorite's Litton.
Uh-uh.
So.
No, it's the owl.
It's definitely
they
Rowlett.
Made fun of Oshawott too. Who got the last laugh?
I like Oshawott.
Did he?
Yes.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for this. Joining me, guys, on this super-packed episode, Lindsay, Dalton, Asa, Mandy, Steph.
You're not going to announce what this is?
No.
No.
No one cares.
No.
No, I'm gonna. This was Dalton's very last episode on the Podzilla 1985 network.
Coward.
We're He's all going to miss him very much.
You guys,
and we're not going to make fun of his logic right now for leaving.
You guys finally get a death on the air. Like, this is like the killing of, like, this is the
Lindsay,
death of the,
do
death
I get to?
Take him out.
Why did she
Lindsay actually hit him?
I've known him longer.
Go for it, Ace.
No, we're not hitting him.
Can we just all get a hit?
Yeah, everybody
like
hit
Dalton. All get a hit?
No, after my dating app comment, I think I already have gotten the...
Well, I mean, Tanner's the one who made him turn purple, so...
That's true.
That's true. All right, well, I think we're not going to get any more hits in on Dalton, so thank you all for tuning in. Dalton, I love you, and I will miss you. Good luck in your future endeavors.
That was a wrestling thing. I'm proud of you.
Son of a... Asa?